Good morning. I'm Jim Dewey with View from the Tractor, brought to you by First Farm Credit Services. Today, Chuck Schroeder, Ag Risk Management Advisor with Advanced Trading, will talk about the harvest and how the markets are reacting.
Why just borrow your money from any lender when you can own it? At First Farm Credit Services, our clients are more than just clients. They own the association. As a cooperative, our board of directors are all borrowers just like you. And as an added bonus, we even share our profits with our clients through cash patronage. So why just borrow money when you can be an owner of an association dedicated to agriculture? Make First Farm Credit Services your first choice. Call me, Jessica Carlin, at 222-4000 today, or stop by our new location at the corner of 54th and State.
We are talking this morning with Chuck Schroeder, Ag Risk Management Advisor with Advanced Trading. Now, Chuck, we've got harvest going on and some pretty good numbers coming in, at least as far as corn. We haven't seen a lot of the beans harvested as yet. What kind of yields are you hearing reported in our area?
Well, Jim, the yields are just anywhere from on corn good to outstanding. Some of these yields are running on the good ground in the 230 up to 250 bushel per acre, which almost a few years ago was unheard of, but they're certainly wonderful yields.
Well, how is that going to affect the markets then with that big crop coming out of the field?
Well, that's the interesting question that we wrangle with, I guess, every day. But the interesting thing is the corn market on the futures price for December hit a low back on August 31st. So really before much harvesting was done anywhere in the Corn Belt. And since then, we've actually seen the market run back up about 30 cents. So the good yields being validated really aren't doing much to lower the corn price. The good news is with corn, we have such good usage. We have really good exports right now. We have good feeding here domestically, and our ethanol usage is good. So the good thing is, lower prices will tend to stem demand, and that's going on right now.
230 to 250 bushels?
On the good ground, we're seeing some of those types of yields, and really it's not uncommon. You also mentioned beans, Jim, and we have had a pretty good start to bean harvest last week, and this week prior to today's rain, the bean yields maybe are even, by comparison, more outstanding than corn. The bean yields, we're seeing a lot of in the 60s and 70 bushel yields, which again are just outstanding. Very, very few disappointing bean yields being heard around the country.
Any other comments you'd like to make? The farmers getting ready to market those crops?
Well, as always, we tell the producers don't be surprised if the unexpected happens. Just like what we saw this past early spring when the bean price took off and went higher because we had such great demand coming from the void of product down in South America. You just never know. We do have a lot of product on hand and a big projected carryout in both corn and beans, especially with corn. But the opportunities out there hopefully will present themselves to take advantage of the corn that's being stored, and bean prices certainly look like the demand is very, very good and will continue to be good with beans.
That's Chuck Schroeder, Ag Risk Management Advisor with Advanced Trading. And that's our View from the Tractor, brought to you by First Farm Credit Services. For all your rural financing needs, see Jessica Carlin at First Farm Credit Services. I'm Jim Dewey.